The chaos in parts of Iraq is raising concerns among humanitarian groups. They say they can't get aid to Iraqis without security on the streets. The Bush administration is now reaching out to allies, asking for police officers to help restore law and order to Iraq's towns and cities. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
British International Development Secretary Claire Short was among those speaking out today about the international obligation to stop the looting and violence in Iraq.
The occupying powers, which is the US, UK and Australia, have a duty across the country to keep order, to keep basic humanitarianism in place for civilians, and to keep civil administration running.
When Senator Carl Levin raised a similar concern at a hearing on Capitol Hill this week, the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Peter Pace, said the U.S. would seek contributions from other nations.
We have given to our State Department a list of capabilities that we believe would be useful to include police-type functions in the post-Saddam rebuilding of the country, and our State Department is going out to other nations asking them to contribute along those lines.
But looking over the list of countries that the Bush administration considers part of its coalition on Iraq, few members are likely to be in a position to send police. Many coalition partners, including the tiny Pacific Island nations of Palau and Tonga, are only offering moral support. And as Philip Gordon of the Brookings Institution says, it's late to be passing a tin cup around the coalition.
One of the great tragedies of not getting European support and not being able to do this together with Europe is that's really the place that we need to look when we're looking for troops and police that we can trust and experienced peacekeepers. These are, you know, it's the Western democracies that have the money, the experienced people, and that we'll need to turn to. And that's why it's all the more urgent for the administration to reach out and try to come to some agreement with our European friends and get them involved.
Gordon argues it would be best to go through the United Nations or NATO, which have experience in the Balkans and already learned the lesson that international police are key to securing post-conflict countries.
We spent a number of years trying to get European allies and others to identify in advance lists of police officers who would be prepared and willing to go to contingencies like this. And that's what should have been underway basically for the last year as we looked ahead towards what we were going to do in Iraq.
Secretary of State Colin Powell did go to NATO last week and said the alliance might be receptive to help with Iraq's post-war security needs. But so far, the State Department is not asking NATO itself, but individual countries for contributions. Denmark and Romania, for instance, have offered police units. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher believes diplomats are making progress.
Many of those governments who have indicated a willingness to consider a military role or a police role. Some of them have indicated that they're able to help with the policing function, with the judicial function.
The State Department approached more than 50 countries before the war began to see if any would contribute to the war in Iraq. Now diplomats are busy going back with the Pentagon's specific requests for police. But it's not clear yet how quickly countries could send police to Iraq. The latest diplomatic effort is only just getting underway, even as security collapses in Iraqi towns and cities. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.